Chapter 1. Now. Matt Denning reversed his Ford Focus into the narrow space between a Volvo estate and a concrete bollard. He shut the door and locked the car with a double bleep. In front of him, Haggerston Park shimmered in the sticky heat of an unusually hot London summer. Denning slipped on his Ray-Bans, trying his best to look cool and unflustered. Inside the park, a group of children hovered near some swings, looking bored and fractious. They eyed Denning with a mix of curiosity and suspicion as he passed. A couple of dog walkers were engaged in an animated conversation as they watched the events unfolding in front of them. Beyond the children's playground, a wooded section of the park had been cordoned off with a thin band of blue and white police tape, which hung limply in the stilted air. A couple of uniformed officers were talking to another group of children, some of whom looked like they were crying. A young officer, with dark, damp circles showing through his crisp white shirt, stood beside the path that led into the wood. Behind him, Denning spotted half a dozen white-suited figures weaving between the trees and shrubbery, their faces obscured by masks. He could just about make out the distinctive shape of a forensic tent poking through the greenery. Denning flashed his ID, and the young constable nodded him past the temporary barrier. It was slightly cooler inside the wooded area, but not much. Tall trees and their wide branches offered a modicum of protection from the sun's searing heat. Shards of daylight filtered through the foliage, dotting the ground with speckles of white. As Denning approached the forensic tent, the smell hit him like a fist in the face. It made him think of curdled milk and rotting meat. He felt his stomach tighten. A white-clad figure emerged from inside the tent. She walked over to him, dropped her mask, and proffered a gloved hand. "Sheila Gorton, I'm the crime scene manager. You must be D.I. Denning." Her voice had a faint trace of a Canadian accent. Denning shook her hand. "Guilty as charged. The boy wonder, so I hear." Ignoring her, he jerked his head in the direction of the tent. "What's the story?" Gorton was in her late 40s and filled her.